On the line now, we have Shay. Hello, Shay. How's your week been?
It's been very good, Ashley. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. A bit usual busy week at work and also the weekends. We've got John and Helen here.
Morning, Shay.
Morning, Shay. Yeah, I'm here, Shay.
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, you're talking to Helen or me?
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
Shay, I didn't know. I'm good. Shay, I've got a question for you. When is... do you think it's the right time to play Christmas songs? I know I've jumped in here.
I think so, yes.
Because producer Shay...
No. Well, I would say sort of end of November, beginning of December.
Yeah.
12th of November. I mean, I could go and get a coffee and a Christmas cup.
And you can just sort of slip one in. Yeah. You can slip a track in.
Accidentally put a bit of Mariah in. You know?
All I want for Christmas.
Yeah. That's it. So, John, tell us everybody about Gary Davis last night,
can't you? Gary Davis. Oh, yes, yeah. Gary Davis, Sounds of the 80s, the live show. That was my little win this week because I was knackered after that because I went to the theatre, took a friend of mine, it involved me driving to pick my friend up. There's a while I was away, drive back to the theatre, got home really early. And then I remember I managed to meet somebody Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for breakfast. So I got by on not a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
It was really good, though. Gary Davis was there. There was Mark from Then Jericho there singing live. And they got somebody out in the audience to tell their soppy love story and stuff like that. It's really good.
My question is, was he actually going out live, though?
The thing. They had a big thing saying live on air. We're going live in 10 seconds. And I was like, right, I'm on the BBC Sounds app trying to work it out. And it wasn't. I don't know. Right. I don't think it was live anywhere, but we thought it was.
All right. But it wasn't live. But you didn't get a chance to say anything, John.
No. I was in the audience. I was in the cheap seats. Right.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. Well, my week is the usual sort of week, keeping out of the mischief, as always.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping
out of the kebab shop?
I have, indeed. I've been a good boy.
That's impressive.
I'm really impressed with the show.
I mean, we did go to McDonald's the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
That's not quite a kebab shop.
Cheeky McDonald's there.
John and I went for McDonald's the other day. It was good fun.
You're not supposed to tell everyone about we went to McDonald's.
Secrets.
We walked past the McDonald's and admired the window display, didn't we?
We certainly did.
And we looked at the pictures of the burgers and we thought they were very good pictures.
You're watching the videos.
The market, we're sitting there watching the video screen of the Big Macs flying past. It was, then we carried on walking, didn't we, Shay?
We certainly did, John, yeah.
Yes.
I'm seeing pigs fly in the sky at the moment.
What are you talking about, Ashley?
Pigs flying.
So, how's your week been then, Helen?
Yeah, no, I've had a good week as well, Shay. I was at the theatre last night watching Fairy Tale at New York at Woking. Absolutely amazing. I got up, I was dancing, singing, and there was Christmas songs on, so that's why I got in the Christmas mood.
And we'd like to... sorry, Shay, to interrupt. We've got Luke who's coming on after 12. He'd like to say hi to you.
Hello, Shay.
Okay. Hello, Luke. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. You do a good show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You've only just started at Radio Woking, have you, Luke?
Yeah, that's right. So I started in September, actually, but previously, from about March onwards, I was a student presenter on Radio Woking, so I gained my experience there. And then afterwards, I started my brand new show from 12 o'clock.
Shay's a regular on Sunday mornings, and he likes doing impressions of people. So, Shay, can you do an impression of Luke?
Oh, yeah, can you do an impression of me? Yes.
Can you do an impression of me?
Good call.
It's like high pitched.
So, John, while I'm on the phone, do you mind if I ask?
Is that me you're talking to? Sorry, we're just sharing headphones there. Yeah. Sorry, Shay, what are you saying?
Can I ask Luke tell us everybody what's going to come up in the show today? What music?
Shay would like you to know what's coming up in your show. You're doing odd. Shay's producer, Shay. He likes to keep things straight on track. So, So, what's coming up on your show then?
Well, we got a brand new feature, actually. It's the 10-1 teaser. So that's pretty much when we get a fact.
A 10-1?
That's right, a 10-1.
You've thought about that a lot, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It was really in-depth, it took a while to think about that. So pretty much we ask you a question, and then after 2 o'clock, we'll reveal the answer.
Yeah.
The fact of the day.
Is it a phone-in question?
You can just tweet in, tweet in at Radio Woking, or you can email studio@radiowoking.co.uk.
Or for us old people, can we send carrier pigeons?
You can send in the mail.
Stamp on an envelope, a postcard. Yeah. Stamp on this envelope.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going for my usual roast dinner later on.
Oh, Shay's going for his roast dinner. Okay. Oh, cool. So what's the roast dinner today, then?
From McDonald's, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. We moved on from McDonald's.
Not a roast McDonald's, no.
Not a roast McDonald's, okay. Yeah,
no, a proper roast dinner. I'm going to have all the trimming.
Go on, then. Yeah. Make us hungry.
I'm going to have chicken, beef, lamb, and loads of vegetables.
The vegetables are the most important thing, obviously. Yes, it's really healthy, aren't you?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
So, what's happening in the coming week then, Shay? What's going on down in Leatherhead? You're going to be causing mischief as usual.
Well, keep out of the mischief, actually.
Yeah. I mean, look at how the kebab shop managing without you going in there two times a day.
Sales have gone down. They're closed.
They're missing their number one customer.
Well, the manager about me because you've got to, at the same time, you've got to save the pennies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought they'd just give you a free kebab because, like, you know, you're walking around.
No, you don't get a free kebab out there.
Not even you, Shay. You don't know who you are.
No. Well, even know who I am, you don't get a free kebab in there, nobody.
We won't name this kebab shop.
No. Literally across the road, so we have to walk past it, which I'll go to Shay's house.
What's fun?
Because John has come. There's a kebab shop near me. So because John knows there's spies about, you know.
Yes, I know there are, we got into a bit of an awkward situation when we shouted out "Large Donna," and the woman gave me a dirty look. Turned out her name was Donna. You can't know. Oh. We're already found.
That's awkward.
While we're on air, I think we should say a very good morning to Rosie, I think.
Yes.
Hello, Rosie.
It was Rosie's mum's Donna. That wasn't the same Donna, just to clarify.
No.
Brilliant. Okay. No. So, you know, producer Shay, you know, how's the show? Have you been listening to Quality Control? How's it been sounding this morning?
It's Quality Control, and everybody had served a minute silence. Well done, everybody.
Yes, we did, and it was nice to reflect.
Well done, John.
Okay. Yeah. Shay, we're going to let you go, because you're probably itching to get down and have your roast McDonald's or Sunday roast.
McDonald's.
We'll take us next week.
And we'll catch up very soon, Shay. Have a good week.
Thank you, Shay.
Bye, Shay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.